Sutaya Bayiko Siribada Sikaka Rosuria Batiri Makusariada Sakira Mota Pradakusari Velige Keshende Rimata Riaba Kusiri. Thank you, Jesus. Rosi Kapauri Masida Yapusa Yakunga Katuru Musida Riaba Satiri. I worship you. I exalt your holy name. Mate Kosuri Balia Kakura. Let your word, Father, send your word. Let it fall on the good soil of my heart. Let it fall on the good soil of our heart in the name of Jesus. Your word that will bring forth, that will bring yield of 30, 60, and 100. Father, release that word unto us in the name of Jesus. Let your word prosper us. Let your word prosper in our hands in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us be seated. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Today we shall be looking at one very important aspect that we want God to restore, that is our mind. Amen. Our mind. Shall be talking about restoration of our mind. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Restoration of our mind. If there is, okay, if the slide is there, you will see. Yeah. Amen. This is a motherboard, and you see a lot of what? A lot of ICs. Amen. Praise the Lord. This came to my mind, you know, because of my younger brother. He's an electronic technician. Anytime they bring something for him to repair, I learned that he will always tell them, the IC is bad. The IC is bad. One day I now called him and asked him, how come it is IC that is always bad in all that you repair? He now told me, if I don't tell them that, amen, if I don't tell them that the IC is bad, they will not want to pay what I charge them. So even if it is to connect broken wire, I will tell them the IC is bad. Praise the Lord. So as I was preparing this message, this came to my mind. And that is the reason you have that IC and motherboard. Also, that is what our mind is. Our mind looks like the motherboard, looks like the conglomerate of ICs. Okay? That if anything is programmed on those ICs, different from what it's supposed to be, the motherboard will begin to give that is programmed into it. Praise the Lord. So if you have a computer, for example, you allow anybody to bring in a pen drive and all sorts into that computer, very soon that computer will crash, because you will import a lot of viruses. Some might be deliberate, and some might be unintentional, but at the long run, you will see that your computer is not functioning properly. Praise the Lord. That is why the Bible tells us to guide our mind. Amen? To guide our mind, because from the mind comes what? The issue of life. Praise the Lord. guiding our mind. Whatever you allow to sit in your mind eventually translates to be who you will become. Amen. If you are the type that always allow negative thoughts, to control you, to sit, you enjoy, meditating on negative thoughts. Before you know it, people will begin to see you and begin to ask you, brother, I hope there is no problem. Because it will be shown on your face that you are not happy. Praise the Lord. The thought of heart can make a very happy man to become a sadist. So your heart is very, very important. And that is why the enemy is always targeting that. If there is anything the devil wants to take control of, is your heart. Praise the Lord. It is unfortunate today, so many of us are not doing anything to protect this heart. To protect it. We are not doing anything. We just leave it garbage in, garbage out, garbage in. We listen to whatever we want to listen to, not minding the damage those things can do to our heart. Praise the Lord. There are so many things about our heart that God needs to restore. Praise the Lord. Let us go into our scriptures. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans 12, verse 2. He said, don't copy the behavior and custom of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Praise the Lord. That is to say, the heart of man naturally is what? Is desperately wicked. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, it says, who can do what? Who can know it? That is to say, a natural man whose heart is not tamed, whose heart is not renewed, has what? Is desperately wicked. Amen? A natural man, his heart is desperately wicked. The Bible says here that God transforms you into a new person by changing the way you think. That is to say, you are what you think. So God transforming you into a new person, how does God do it? He transforms the way you think. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Without a good heart, without a good content in your heart, you cannot know what is good for you. You cannot know what is good for you. You will see things that you are supposed to run away from as things that you need to embrace because of your heart. Praise the Lord. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 19 to 20, it says, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thought of the wise, that they are futile. Naturally, the thought of man is what? Is futile. If it is not renewed. If it is not taken care by God. Praise the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 17. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what common communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out of among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we have to understand this clearly, that we are what we are by what we have in our heart. Jesus said, it is not that thing that comes into your mouth that defiles you, because it cannot go into your heart. Praise the Lord. It will go in and come out. But it is what is in your heart. You know, it is what is in your heart that can defile you. It is what is in your heart that can defile you, because you speak out of what? The abundance of the heart. A man or a woman that is always quarreling has a trailer load of quarrel in his heart. Amen? So when you see yourself uttering some words and statements that are not giving grace, it is a time for you to what? To retreat. And do what? And treat your heart, because that heart is sick. That is why it's issuing error. Issuing error. Issuing curses instead of blessing. You need to have a retreat and treat that heart. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 And how does the enemy take over our heart? How does the enemy take over our heart? Like what I'm trying to say here is to make us understand certain things about our heart so that we know how to take care of it. How does the enemy takes over our heart? It takes over our heart by deceit. You know, by deceit and persistent scheming. Amen. If the enemy wants you to believe in something, he will continue to flash your mind with that thing. He will continue to flash it. He will not stop flashing it until you rebuke it. He will continue to give you reasons why those things are so until you refuse it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You have to understand these ideas, principles of the enemy. If we open our Bible to Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 10. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 10. Then you will understand how the enemy approached man in order to take over his heart. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. In verse 1, you see how, from verse 3 to 4, you see how Satan capitalizes on your need. He uses your need to get into your heart. He told Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. During that time, the devil came and said unto him, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread. But Jesus told him, no, the scripture says, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus has fasted for what? For 40 days and nights. And the thing that Jesus would just need at that moment is something that will enable him to do what? To break the fast. Praise the Lord. The people that fast, maybe you don't know, they used to be very hungry. Amen? If you don't know. For those who fast, they used to be very hungry. Amen. It takes courage and resilience. Amen. It takes courage and resilience to say no to food. Amen. And it takes commitment and sacrifice to continue, even when you know your stomach is biting. It will go to a stage after your stomach is biting, you start to feel weakness. It will get to a stage where you will not be even be able to walk or talk. Praise the Lord. I'm very sure Jesus has gone even beyond that stage when this temptation came. Praise the Lord. That is the method of the enemy. He will first of all come with the temptation that has to do with your need. Amen. That is why, as children of God, always look unto God. Always look unto God. Whenever you have a need, understand what the scripture says about that need and hold on to it. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, seek ye first the what? The kingdom of God. And every other thing shall be added unto it. So God has given us a way such that we can have everything that what we need. And how does he say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. The enemy will come with that need. He's ready and say, yes, I've gotten him. He will not say no to food. But he says, by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, that is how a man should live. That is to say, the need of a man should be detected by God. Amen? He needs bread. Yes, he needs bread. But is God saying, eat bread now? Is God saying, eat bread now? That is what Jesus is saying, that the need of a man should be dictated by God, not by your feeling, not by how you see things. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. 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 And the response also can be in Romans chapter 8, verse 35. In Romans chapter 8, verse 35, 39 and 38. Can anything ever separate us from the love of Christ? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from the love of God, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fear for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. That is our response whenever temptation is hallowed our way. Praise the Lord. The enemy also catch on the pride of man. He told Jesus, if you are the Son of God, is it the devil that would confirm whether Jesus is the Son of God or not? It's not the devil. He catches on that your pride and says, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself from the cliff of this mountain. The angels will bear you in their hands. And you know what? You will not land your feet against the stone. He wants you to demonstrate. He wants you to show that you are in control. He wants you to show that he wants you to exercise that pride. Praise the Lord. He's a perfect craftsman. But what did Jesus answer him? He said, Okay, I read from verse 5 to 7. Matthew chapter 4, from verse 5 to verse 7. Then the devil took him to the holy city, Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and said, "If you are the Son of God, jump off, for the scripture says, he will order his angel to protect you, and they will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone." Jesus responded, "The scriptures also say, you must not test the Lord your God." You don't need to prove anything to anybody. Amen? You are who God says you are. You are who God says you are. You don't need to prove anything to anybody. Like most of the things that put so many of us in trouble today is because we want to prove a point. We want to prove who we are. We want to show that we are better than you, and we are better than this, and we are better than that. But let me let you know today, it is God who determines who you are. Amen. You don't have any point to prove to anybody. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us rise up and worship God with this song. Be lifted high, high, be lifted high, high, oh Lord, be lifted high, for you are righteous and worthy, O Lord, be lifted high, be lifted high, be lifted high, be lifted high. Seated. While the choir were singing at the beginning of the service, I heard more than the voice of those of us that are sitting here singing. And what the Lord told me is that even if you refuse to open your mouth to sing, there are angels here who are willing to replace you and sing unto the Lord. So be very, very careful when you come to a place of worship and they are singing and you are minding yourself. You're supposed to open your mouth and worship. You're supposed to open your mouth and sing. Praise the Lord. I'm very sure the Lord is pleased with those who open their mouth to worship and sing. Okay? Praise the Lord. So let us be careful whenever we are in the presence of the Lord. If that person by your side is going to distract you, ignore him or her and face God. Even if there's going to be a quarrel for a moment, you will settle it easily after the service and you will not lose anything. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So that is how the enemy always uses our pride to catch us. Uses our pride to catch us. And what does he do? He wants to keep us. What? He wants to keep us under his what? His bondage. He wants to rule over us. Praise the Lord. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The next weapon the enemy uses is our desire. Okay? He narrows on our desire. There is this desire of every man to have authority. Amen. But the kind of authority you have depends on who controls you. So if your authority is taken from the devil, then the devil will be the one to control. So that is what he wanted to do to Jesus by saying from verse 8, Matthew chapter 4, from verse 8, he says, "Next the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and their glory. And he said, 'I will give it all to you,' he said, 'if you will kneel down and worship me.'" That is exactly what the enemy is after. "So that I will be the one that rules over you." Jesus answered, "Get out of here, for the scripture says, 'You must worship the Lord your God alone.'" You must worship the Lord your God alone. Praise the Lord. So we understand all these principles. So we must be careful about our hearts. We must be careful about the things that we long after. Praise the Lord. If a man who is deficient of all this that is mentioned, the enemy will just, in the tip of a hand, he will just be under the control of the enemy. Amen. So we must be careful to be able to do what? To be able to understand what our need is and who should dictate our need. Praise the Lord. We should understand also that God, what God is saying about pride. Anything that makes us proud is an instrument of the enemy to bring us down. And we must also understand that our worship should only be to God. Praise the Lord. With this, you'll be able to protect your mind from being occupied by the enemy. Amen. 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 When it comes like things that are not harmful. A man of God was preaching. He said, "Last night, the devil visited me." And the people were shocked. "How would the devil visit you? You, a man of God." Praise the Lord. He understood the devil, not because of the horn, and because of the tail, or because of his dreadful look, but he understood the devil because of the demands. Praise the Lord. He understood the devil because of the demand the devil was, the being was making. Anything that is contrary to the will of God, and you hear such voice, know that the devil has visited you. Let us not pretend. If I know the devil is in my house, I will be more what? I will be more careful. I will know that at this time, there is something I must do, and there is something I must not do. Amen? Praise the Lord. We must understand, whatever is the demand, whatever is the suggestion, whatever is not of God, whatever is the reasoning that is coming to your mind, that is contrary to the scripture, what the enemy is trying to do is to capture your mind. Throw it out, and the Bible says, you resist the devil. Amen? Resist the devil. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That you resist the devil. In James chapter 4 verse 7, it says, so humble yourself before God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen? Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Don't allow him to have a place to sit. There are some people that will come to you, you will not offer them what? A place to sit. Because you don't want their existence around you to be what? To be too close. Praise the Lord. Like we are saying here, you don't allow the enemy to have a seat around you. Whenever the thought comes that is not of God, resist it. And the Bible says he will flee from you. Praise the Lord. Like I said earlier, the devil has one thing, one agenda. He has one agenda, to be in charge of your life, to enslave you. That is what he is after, to manipulate you. As in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and to destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. The enemy has come for one purpose, to kill and to destroy. Praise the Lord. Remember, God said in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, I will cause hostility between you and the woman, and between your offering and her offering. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel. You understand that? You be the one to strike the hell. That is, God has given you the power to kill. Praise the Lord. But the only power he has is to what? Is to be able to wound you if you are careless. Amen? You can see God has placed you over. And that is what he wants you to renounce. He wants you to renounce. Praise the Lord. He will come with a trick. He will be exchanging things that are useless. Things that he has painted. You know, things that he has painted for those precious things God has given to you. Amen. Amen. You could be taking 50 riyal from a child and be wanting to give him 3 5 riyal notes. You are giving him 3, but you are taking what? 1. That is how the enemy behaves. If you don't know who you are. If you don't know who you are. So one of the things God is going to do in your life is to give you that sense of belonging, that authority he has given you from the beginning, so that the enemy will stop messing up with our life. Praise the Lord. He wants to separate you from the love of God. That thing he lost, that thing for which he was thrown down, he wants to make sure you also don't enjoy it. That is his purpose. So don't allow the enemies to steal your joy. Romans 8 chapter 39, he says, no power in the sky above or in earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So don't let the enemy separate you from the love of God. Amen. 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 What do we do? What do we do to restore our mind? What do we do to restore our mind? The first thing you need to do is for you to know who you are. And that is what the Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 32. Amen. That you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You shall know the truth. The truth shall set you free. Amen. The truth will not pursue you. You are the one that must look for. Know. Praise the Lord. Be in partnership. Like the word know here talks about, you know, the understanding between a woman and a man. Know the truth. Let the truth be in you. Then you will be free. Praise the Lord. Not only will you know the truth, but you must walk in it. You see, one thing I know is that if there is an understanding, a good understanding, then nobody will compel you to walk in it. Amen. When you know the truth and actually you understand the truth, nobody, you don't need anybody to tell you. The reason why we don't want to walk in it is because we are in the illusion of the enemy. We are in the illusion of the enemy. The enemy has blindfolded us. So the truth is not looking as if it is going to benefit us. That is why sometimes we need to be cajoled. We need to be pushed. We need to be talked into it. Praise the Lord. Know the truth and walk in it. So you have a work to do here. Know the truth. Know the truth. The Bible said in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, he said, in this world shall you meditate day in and out. This word must not depart from your mouth, because it is in this truth that you have your victory. It is in this truth that you have your victory. Amen. Amen. It is in this truth. If you are sleeping, you wake up. It is in this truth. Amen. It is in this truth that you have your victory. So look for that truth that will set you free. Look for that truth and let not the enemy continue to manipulate you, because you know the truth. The enemy came to Jesus. Is it you the enemy will not come to manipulate? No, the enemy will come to you. He wants to steal your joy. He wants to steal that position. But you must know the truth. You must look for the truth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. Let us also open our Bible to James chapter 1 from verse 22 to 25. James chapter 1, 22 to 25. Say, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what he says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourself. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in the mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Praise the Lord. A version of the Bible says, when you look into the perfect word of God. Amen. Looking into is talking about you understanding the word. How many of us take time after we have heard the word like this, go over it again and try to understand what God has given you? Amen. It is a tragedy for you to come into the service in the presence of God and you cannot go with the word that God has given you that day. Because whatever God is going to do in your life, it must come through his words. He must come through it. So if you are not able to capture and say, yes, this is what I got from this service today, then something is wrong somewhere. So each time you come to the presence of God, you must always be ready to take a word and say, this is what I got today. And you nurture it and you fan it on it until it becomes fire. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Looking into the perfect law of the Lord. That is what we are required. When we understand who we are, when we know our right from our left, it will be difficult for the enemy to do what? To manipulate us. There is this man the enemy is always afraid of, the man of the word. You might be able to pray from now to eternity, non-stop, but you must know your rights. You must have understanding. And these are the people that the enemy is afraid of. Praise the Lord. So know your word. Amen. And also understand, number two, also understand that serve the Lord by sacrifice. Amen. Serve the Lord by sacrifice. You can restore your mind when you serve the Lord by sacrifice. The language of the altar is the language of what? Sacrifice. If you do anything for God and it does not cost you anything, I don't think that thing will be accepted. Because David said, I will not give unto God which costs me nothing. Amen. I will not give unto God. 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 24. 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 24. I will not give unto God which cost me nothing. So serve the Lord with sacrifice. Study the word, as if you are sacrificing. Amen. Pray as if you are sacrificing. When you get on your knee and your knee is is hurting, because you know you are sacrificing, you will endure. You will endure. Serve the Lord with sacrifice. When you come unto the altar of the Lord, the only language that the altar understands is what? Is sacrifice. Anything you do for the Lord, do it with what? With sacrifice. If you are looking for convenience, you want to serve the Lord with convenience, then the enemy will play you like ball. Praise the Lord. With sacrifice. Serve the Lord with sacrifice. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your body to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice. Let everything you do for the Lord be with commitment and sacrifice. Be with commitment and sacrifice. Amen. So serve the Lord with sacrifice, and your mind will be restored, because it is in the place of sacrifice, it is on that altar that the Lord will make you to know those things that he wants you to know. He said, call unto me. Call unto me. I will answer. And I will show you those things that you do not what? You do not know. Where? In the place of your sacrifice. In your altar. If you read about Balak and Balaam, you will understand what sacrifice is. He asks the king, stay by your what? By your sacrifice. When you are before the Lord in sacrifice, then the altar will respond to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Pursuance of perfection. Don't settle for anything that is not perfect. He told Abraham in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Amen. Don't settle for anything that is not perfect. Don't settle. Don't say, okay, I tried. After all, the church starts by 11:45. And I came in by 12:25. So I'm only 12:15. So I'm only 30 minutes late. Only. No. Praise the Lord. You are supposed to be there before 11:45. That is what God is calling you and I. To be perfect in all that we do, especially in our relationship with Him. Praise the Lord. I have prayed in the morning. So even if I don't pray in the evening, it doesn't matter. No, God has called you what? Into perfection. Into perfection. When I look through the book of Leviticus, thank God it is not our days. So many of us would have been kicked out. You know, when the Bible describes the offering, the one that will come in the morning, the one that will come in the afternoon, the one that will come after 1 week, the one that will come after 1 month. Different offerings. You will understand what perfection is all about. And if it is not possible, God would not have told us to be perfect. It is because that ability, he has released it into you and I. That is why he's calling for perfection. Amen. That is why he's calling for perfection. Praise the Lord. Also, let our prayer altar be on fire. When you are able to bring fire out of your prayer altar, then your mind will be as pure as what? As that fire. Amen? Your mind will be as pure as that fire. Let your prayer altar be on fire. That man of God says, the enemy trembles when a child of God goes where? Onto his knees. Let the enemy tremble. Each time you say, in the name of God, the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and you want to pray, let the enemy give you what we call a FIFA rule, very far away from you, that this guy is about to emit, he's about to explode, so let's give him room. Amen. Your prayer altar should be a place where you win your battles. Your prayer altars should be a place that emits fire. Let somebody shout hallelujah. And above all, rule your life. Let your life be ruled Let your life, you know, be patterned after the will of God. Let your family be patterned after the will of God. Praise the Lord. God has said, it is by love and by submission that the family should be ruled. Amen? Family should be ruled by what? By love. And by what? By submission. Amen? The husband should champion the love. And the wife should what? Should champion the submission. And there will be peace in that family. Praise the Lord. Except this rule is governed. God, you cannot hold God responsible for what is happening in your family. But when this rule is in your family, then because that is what God has ordained, in the time of thin and thick, he will be there with you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So let us understand these principles and let it govern us so that we can be what God wants us to be. The enemy wants to, if God opens our eyes, we will be able to know that so many of us are far away and our mind is not helping matters because our mind has been captured by the enemy. But today, God wants to release us so that we can fulfill his glory, so that his glory can manifest in our life. Let us be on our feet, begin to talk to God. My Father, my God, I come before you today. I come before you today. In the name of Jesus, I come before you today. I open my heart unto you, Lord. Let your surgery take place in my heart. Father, recover my heart. Almighty God, restore my mind. Let my mind, O Lord, expunge everything that is not of God. Holy Spirit, help me. In the name of Jesus, help me. Help me, Almighty God. Restore my mind, O Lord, to you. Restore my mind according to your purpose and will. In the name of Jesus, set me free from every bondage of the mind. Set me free from every limitation of the mind. Let your light shine in my heart, O Lord. Let your light shine in my heart and let me know your will. And let me be able to do according to your will and purpose. Blessed be your holy name.
Continue to talk to God. God help me, Lord. Don't allow devil to capture my mind. Always allow me to resist every attempt of devil to pollute my mind. Don't allow devil to separate me from your love. Let me know your truth. Let me walk in it. Father, I don't want to settle for something that is not perfect. Continue to be with me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Father, we want to thank you and appreciate you for your message that you have given unto us. We thank you for your servant that you have used. Father, we pray that this message that will be firmly rooted in our heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever required to restore our mind toward you, Lord, Father, you will perfect it in our life in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for your servant that you have used for us. Continue to be with him in Jesus' name. Bless him, bless the work of his hand in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to renew his mind and heart in the mighty name of Jesus so that we continue to receive more from him in Jesus' name. The depth of your knowledge with him shall never dry up in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless him, bless sister, bless the children as well in Jesus' name. Because we have listened to him today, Father, bless us in the mighty name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. As we go into the new week, Father, we pray that your presence shall go with us in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Before we share the grace, just to remind you, tomorrow, the members meet, please come on time and make sure that you listen to the news. Because of the weather forecast, God will continue to be with us in Jesus' name. Let us share the grace together in fellowship. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. We are sitting this, my right side.